AP Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. The college football playoff quarterfinals kicked off in Glendale, Arizona, with Penn State and Boise State hooking up in the Fiesta Bowl. Correspondent Tom Merriam has the recap.
Penn State became the first team to make the Final Four of this year's college football championship. The Nittany Lions beat Boise State 31-14 to win the Fiesta Bowl and move on to the semifinals. Penn State took command early, jumping out to a 14-0 lead before the game was 12 minutes old on two Drew Aller touchdown passes. Boise closed to within 17-14 early in the second half, but Aller threw his third TD pass midway through the third quarter to put the Nittany Lions back up by 10. Nicholas Singleton's 58-yard touchdown run with just under 5 minutes remaining sealed it for James Franklin's six-seeded Lions.
We played a complete game, offense, defense, and special teams, complimentary football, did some special things tonight.
Penn State held Boise star runner Ashton Gentry to a season-low 104 yards, leaving the Heisman runner-up 27 yards short of breaking Barry Sanders' single-season rushing record.
The other three quarterfinals will take place on Wednesday. Off the field, quarterback Cade Klubnik announced he's coming back to Clemson to play out his senior year. Top 10 college basketball, West Virginia overcame significant playing troubles and injuries to win its first-ever game at Allen Fieldhouse, upsetting 7th-ranked Kansas 62-61. Head coach Darian DeVries.
It was a tough travel day. Like I told the guys, like injuries, flight delays, those aren't things you can control. So figure it out and, find a way to, put that stuff behind you and focus on what we can control. And I thought they did a good job of that.
Tennessee stayed undefeated heading into 2025, topping Norfolk State 67-52. The Vols are now 13-0 for the first time in 101 years. Cooper Flagg went off for 24 points, 6 assists, and 4 steals as 4th-ranked Duke routed Virginia Tech 88-65. And number 8 Marquette blitzed Providence 78-50, while 10th-ranked Kentucky blasted Brown 88-54. When we come back, we check in on the NBA and the NHL's Winter Classic. NBA, the reigning champs, closed out 2024 in style. Correspondent Geffen Coolball reports.
The defending champion Celtics led by as many as 56 points while earning a 125-71 blowout victory over the Raptors. Jason Tatum's 23 points led the way for Boston. Drew Holiday added 14 points in his return from a right shoulder impingement.
Felt great to be back and obviously be in this arena and play in front of the fans and last game of the new year.
The Raptors have dropped a season-high 11 straight contests.
The Bucks overcame a 19-point third-quarter deficit to upend the Pacers 120-112. Bobby Portis chipped in 14 with 15 boards off the bench. The Clippers no-showed against the Spurs, getting drilled 122-86. Victor Wembanyama had 27 points, 9 boards, 5 assists, and 3 blocks in just 26 minutes. San Antonio goes into 2025 a game above 500. The Thunder won their 12th in a row, taming the Timberwolves 113-101. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led all scorers with 40 points. Jaren Jackson Jr. tallied 38 points and 10 rebounds to lead the Grizzlies past the Suns 117-112. And Mark Myers was on hand to see the best team in the East travel to Tinseltown.
The Cavaliers closed out 2024 by beating the Lakers 122-110 for their 8th straight win. Center Jared Allen scored a team-high 27 points with 14 rebounds. And that got the attention of his coach, Kenny Atkinson.
He's our underappreciated star. You know, when he has nights like that, we're it's like really, really hard to beat us.
Austin Reeves led the Lakers with 35, tying his career high. Cleveland will now head into the new year with the NBA's best record at 29-4.
NHL, the Winter Classic was held at historic Wrigley Field, where correspondent David Schuster braved the elements.
Cam Fowler scored a pair of goals in his 1,000th NHL game as the Blues defeated the Blackhawks 6-2.
It's pretty surreal, obviously. Going through a lot of emotions the last few weeks, getting adjusted to a new team, but could have asked for anything more for this experience, getting to share it with my family.
Fowler opened the scoring just 1:40 into the contest and added another tally late in the second period. The game was played in a periodic rain with the mercury in the mid-30s, and this was the second Winter Classic played at Wrigley.
In Vegas, the Canadiens overcame a 2-goal deficit to beat the Golden Knights 3-2. It was the first multi-goal comeback for the Canadiens this season. In our nation's capital, the Capitals scored the final 3 goals to beat the Bruins. Correspondent Craig Heist.
Alexi Protas scored twice, including an empty netter late, to help lead the Capitals to a 3-1 win over the Bruins. Boston took the lead 121 into the game on a goal by Justin Brazo. Protas then tied the game in the second period, and then Jacob Chychrun put the Capitals ahead to stay with his 11th of the season on the power play, tying him for the league lead for a defenseman.
I think my shot has been, you know, something that I've worked on my whole life and a big part of my game, and when I have an opportunity, I try to bear down and score goals.
The Maple Leafs also beat the Islanders 3-1. Toronto's John Tavares extended his point streak to 8 games. The Avalanche win their 5th in a row, downing the Jets 5-2. Winnipeg's 4-game win streak comes to a halt. The Red Wings picked up their second straight win in the Todd McClellan era, tripping up the Penguins 4-2. JT Compher put Detroit ahead with a power play tally late in the third. Wyatt Johnson drove home the game winner in his 200th career game to help the Stars double up the Sabres 4-2. The Flyers blanked the Sharks 4-0. But Philly starting goalie Samuel Erson was injured and couldn't come out for the third period. It marked the third time this season that Erson was unable to finish a game. The Ducks squander a 2-goal lead in the third, but Ryan Strome bails them out with the late winner to help Anaheim edge New Jersey 3-2. Marco Rossi scored twice for Minnesota to help the Wild catch the Predators 5-3. Nashville dropped its third straight. The Blue Jackets survived the Hurricanes 4-3 in a shootout. Columbus's Zach Werenski became the second defenseman in the last 30 years to extend a home game point streak to 13 games. Speaking of point streaks, Connor McDavid extended his to 12 games as Edmonton sent Utah to its fourth straight loss, icing the hockey club 4-1. And Nazem Kadri's 14th of the season gave Calgary the lead for good midway through the third as the Flames extinguished the Canucks 3-1. I'm Denny Kapp, AP Sports.